Let's pray together. Father, thank you today for today. Thank you, Lord, for what this day represents. Thank you, Lord, for Resurrection Day. Thank you, Lord, that it's not about Easter eggs and bunnies and all those things that sometimes we get caught up in. It's about you. It's about what you did through your Son, Jesus Christ. It's about resurrection. It's about the resurrection of a man, the Savior, the Christ. It's about the resurrection of people, of lives, of relationships. So God, we celebrate today. We celebrate you. We celebrate the death, the burial, and the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Father, we say thank you. Thank you for him. Thank you for his death, his burial, and his resurrection. His resurrection that gives life to every person who chooses life. And Father, we pray these things in his name. And we ask you, Lord, to speak to each one of our hearts today. Speak to each one of us individually like only you can. I pray, Father, your Holy Spirit would have his way today in this place, that we would sense your presence in a way that is real, authentic, and life-changing. In Jesus' name, amen. Today is Resurrection Day, and we call it Resurrection Day. It's commonly known in the world as Easter, but if you look at the history and you study Easter, that word is really derived from a pagan practice of idol worship. It's actually a pagan holiday. But things evolve through time, and that's another story that we won't get into today. But what it represents to us, Resurrection Day, is the death, the crucifixion on a cross that looks something like that, just some post put together. The crucifixion of Jesus Christ, a man named Jesus, dead, buried, and then 3 days later on what we celebrate today, he was resurrected from the dead. And most all of us, whether we attend church regularly or not, know that story. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he did that for us. But you might be wondering what all this pottery is about and why the title "In the Potter's Hands," the Potter's Hands. Well, I believe that the scripture in Jeremiah that God took to Jeremiah for his people is an illustration in a lot of ways and ties directly into that death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I believe it demonstrates and illustrates why Jesus was crucified, buried, and why he was resurrected back to life. I want you to watch this short 2-minute clip, and I want you to watch it closely. Thank you. scripture is from the book of Jeremiah. And this is what it says. The word of the Lord, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words." And then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. And so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand." So what does that have to do with Resurrection Day? Well, I believe it has a lot to do with it. It's easy here in the scripture to identify who the potter is. That's God. And of course, it's clear who the clay is. He says, the clay is us. We're like clay in the potter's hands. Or at least, that's what we're supposed to be like. You know, today I just want to talk to you a little bit about this little passage. Because you see these pots up here, and most pots, a lot of them are made out of clay. Today they're made out of a lot of different things. But think of what you saw and you see on the screen. That clay, that molding. These pots, no matter how beautiful they are, start out with mud. And God, in his hands, makes things of beauty. You see, God created us as people. He created man to be just like this pot. Smooth and finished, without blemish. But then Adam and Eve messed it up. Adam and Eve sinned, we all know, in the garden. And they fell into sin. And it corrupted and blemished what God had created to be nice and smooth and finished. And so every one of us from that time on are born blemished. You know, we go through life and things happen. You know, we make choices. We make choices that sometimes don't turn out right. We may make financial choices, moral decisions, a lot of things, relationship decisions that cause things to break up. That's how it is with people. And sometimes through no doings of our own. We just meet life head on. Life just comes crashing in on us while we're even minding our own business. But whatever happens, God knew that would happen. He knew that people would make choices and make decisions, and that just life in itself would meet them head on. And so then things are crumbled. And then we have stuff like this. Just pieces. Broken. Broken pieces. This represents people. Now, for some of us, this is the way we remain. All through life, shattered. We just stay shattered and broken. Some of us, we try to pick up all the pieces and we try to put them back together, but there's always something missing. Maybe relationship, maybe hope, maybe faith, maybe love. Something's always missing. And so God knew that. And he said, there's got to be another way. They can't put themselves back together. They can't keep themselves together. And so he sent Jesus. Because, see, this represents the issues of life. bad decisions, poor choices, sometimes no choice of ourselves, sometimes sin causes these pieces to shatter. And God watched as people tried to keep it together. People tried their best to look like this, even when they tried to put the pieces back together, they were still broken. So he sent Jesus to die, to take away the sin that causes things to break, causes our lives to break, to bring hope, to bring faith. And he sent Jesus to die to bring love. You see, the reason we celebrate Resurrection Day, the reason Resurrection Day took place in itself was because we couldn't do it. Jesus died to give us life. He died so that we could live. You see, this scripture in Jeremiah, if you read on down in that passage, the rest of the message that God gave to Jeremiah was this: you need to tell my people that this is where they're headed for. This is where they're headed for if they don't follow me, if they don't turn to me and let me help them. It was a warning. And you see, everybody ends up in pieces, and God knew that. And so Jesus came to put the pieces back together. Jesus came just like you see on the screen. You see, when he rose from the dead, he created this potter's wheel. And that anyone who would believe in him, put their faith in him as Savior, he would put them on this wheel and he'd start to put the pieces back together and smooth it out. Close the holes in, seal the cracks, repair the relationships, repair the wounds, heal the hurts, and to fill it and make it a vessel of love, his love. And he just doesn't leave it just necessarily plain. He'll add color, he'll add shape. These are all have different curves, different shapes, different styles, because that's us. He makes each one of us the way he wants us to be shaped and molded. If we'll put ourselves on the potter's wheel, if we'll put ourselves in the potter's hands, if we'll quit trying to keep the pieces all together and, oops, here's one over here. You see, we're always missing something when we try to do it ourselves. But Jesus puts it all back together. And by the way, you put yourself in the potter's hands by putting yourself in faith, putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Believing that he did die on a cross, something like that. Believing that he was buried and sealed in a tomb, and believing that after a couple of days, he was raised from the dead through the power of God. And I want to tell you, the same power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that lives today. It's here today. You know, I often say, worship team, would you come up? I often say, when I'm talking about salvation, and I am talking about salvation, I'm talking about putting your faith in Jesus Christ. The Bible says if you believe in your heart that he is Christ, and you confess with your mouth, you will be saved. You will be saved. And so, that's the good news. And I'm going to say to you today, like I often say here in places on the street when I talk to people, I'm not trying to talk you into anything. Because if I can talk you into something, someone else can talk you out of it. But I am telling you the truth. I am telling you, for some of you who came in here today, this is your life. You're sitting here just like this today. And God wants to do this. He wants to do this. But because of our pride, we choose to stay like this oftentimes. Because we're not willing. We're willing to stay in this pain that looks like this instead of going through the pain of being reshaped, remolded, and smoothed and put back together. Yeah, it's painful, but it's so much better when the healing's finished, when it's completed. So I don't know where you are with the Lord today, but I know this. I know a lot of people came in here like this today. Wounded by maybe people, wounded by yourself, wounded by choices or decisions. Broken by life. Life breaks us. But I'm here to tell you that God can put the pieces back together. Jesus can make this out of this. And it's our choice too. That's also a choice. He breaks the things out of our life that God doesn't want, and He puts back together the things that He wants for our lives. I'm not talking about being a saint or being perfect here. I'm talking about putting your faith in Jesus Christ, allowing Him to make decisions in your life. I don't care if you're a teenager, a child, a senior adult, or somewhere in between. It's all the same for all of us. It's all the same for all of us. I want you to listen to this song. And when the song's finished, I'm going to give you an opportunity to put yourself on the potter's wheel. I'm going to give you an opportunity to put your faith in Jesus Christ. That this is real. This used to be me for about half of my life. But God did this, and I'm not perfect, and life wasn't a joy ride from that day on. In fact, it got real tough. But because I wasn't like this, He made me like this. I was able to endure. I was able to have peace and joy in spite of what's going on. And so I want to say to you today, maybe you weren't able to come up front. Maybe you just couldn't do it. But I want to tell you, you don't have to stay like this. You don't need a preacher. You don't need an altar. You just need Jesus right where you are. And He'll come to you wherever you are, whoever you are, and whatever your situation. And He'll meet you there. And if you'll really put your faith in Him and quit trying to perform and quit trying to put all the pieces back together and fill the cracks and the holes and just let Him. Life will be different. Life, even when it's hard, it'll be different. So if you take nothing away from here today but that, the potter's hands. Remember on the video I showed, He started shaping and it looked like it was forming really well, and He just took it and watered it into a mud. See, that's what happens to us. And when we make ourselves into a mess like that, God can take it and reshape it. And that's what he wants to do with all of us. All of us. Be encouraged today. I'm going to ask the ushers to come and receive our tithes and our offerings today. And if you'll come now. You know, we serve a great God. And I think sometimes we don't realize how great God is. But God is a God who can take the pieces that are shattered and crumbled and make them into something like one of these up here, one of these pots.